Hello and welcome to another Fifi, Feb and Byron catch-up special. Time to relive some of our favourite moments. With Fifi getting pregnant, it wasn't just her belly that was growing. We investigated this further. Science.
Now, I found myself in an interesting position as a pregnant woman who is well into my second trimester, nudging my third. And one of those issues that I've discussed with you, Fev and Byron, is that my boobs have blown up. They are bigger than they've ever been.
Right.
And I've gone from, I started off on a double DE cup and now I'm an I cup.
I reckon you've passed that now.
Well, I'm definitely got a bit of underboob happening in this bra.
Right.
So, this didn't happen with Trixie. I was an H cup when I was feeding.
Mm.
So I'm an I cup before I've even hit my third trimester.
Extraordinary.
I'm wondering where these things are going. And I know that occasionally in the workplace they've been distracting.
Yeah.
And I'm now wearing clothes that are trying to cover them up they're not as obvious.
Thanks for that.
I have a watermelon and a cantaloupe in front of me, Boxy. We can get rid of the bloody cantaloupe because that is tiny. They're more like a watermelon.
Okay,
yes.
Right.
Now,
very similar.
We were talking about them the other day, and
I did affectionately
refer to them as Mama Jugs. A lot of my baby weight has gone into my chest.
Oh, I didn't notice.
My lungs are under that.
Right, wow.
And they're struggling. But it's and I want to make this clear because I think they've gone, because people go, oh, big boobs, sexy. No, no, these have gone beyond sexy.
Right.
These
what are they?
Mama Jugs. And we were talking about them and saying, I wonder what they weigh. And I genuinely would love to know what these weigh because they are, I am struggling to breathe. Remember the other day in the meeting, even our boss Amanda said, it's okay, take a few deep breaths.
Yeah.
But I was sitting on a chair.
Right.
Like I'm not running a marathon. I can't breathe.
How are we going to do that?
Well, this is the thing. We're not sure how to weigh them, and we would love to take some phone calls.
Take 13, it to a 10, butcher 60. And put them on one of those big scale things.
Have you weighed your boobs? Do you have any suggestions? Are there any nurses or doctors or medical professionals listening that could figure out how we could get an accurate weight?
What do you reckon they weigh?
Can you not do that? With your hands and your...
I'm going to say 2.8 kilos a side.
I reckon 5 a side.
Whoa.
Wow.
That's like a dumbbell.
That could be about 10 kilos at
you
the front
reckon?
There.
You reckon?
Okay.
Well, look...
I was going to say 4 each, but I thought that's too much because I'm trying to think of
maybe
how much...
It is.
Plenty of calls coming through, so we will get some suggestions.
Look, Leon's even... Now, this is... Leon said, I've worked on a jingle. Now, Leon is, we all know this...
Extraordinary.
The industry's leading jingle creator.
Yeah, easily.
He said he's nervous about this.
He's like the baby John Burgess of game shows.
He can't can't look me in the eye when we play this. So, Byron, could we please hear Leon's jingle?
Are you comfortable with what we're about to play, Leon?
There may be some issues with HR.
Okay. Here we go.
They're just too big to be true. Can't take my eyes off your boobs. It's like you're pregnant with 3. An A2 milk factory. We might be crossing a line, but Fifi said it was fine. They're just too big to be true. Only one thing left to do.
Leon.
I'm speechless.
Wow.
Oh, Leon.
That is the all-time greatest.
He should retire now.
Look how happy he is with himself. He's wrapped.
Unbelievable.
I'm going to take this watermelon out to the rooftop and I'm going to throw it in the air and watch it smash. Because
well, that's got nothing to do with weighing
Yeah, I know, but I'm just, that's all I want to do.
Let's just throw a watermelon off the roof.
Let's also say it's a countdown, 24 hours. We'll do the weigh-in tomorrow morning. We'll take a sweep if anyone wants to have any guesses at what
okay,
they weigh.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, so we'll lead into the big weigh-in tomorrow, Fev.
Can't wait.
I'm gonna predict 5.72 kilos.
For two of them?
For two of them.
Okay.
5.72.
Yeah.
Well, first we've got to work out how to weigh them as well.
Let's do that. Up next, let's hear. Have you weighed your boobs? Were you shocked at the result? Have a guess what you think they are. And any tips for how we should weigh them?
13, 10, 60.
101.9. The Fox. The Fox.
An issue that's become too obvious to ignore in our studio and our workplace is that my mama jugs, my boobs. Okay. I don't know what I'm comfortable calling them.
Up to you.
But they're really blown up. It's getting hard to dress them, to hide them, to conceal them. So we thought, we've had a few hypothetical conversations off air about how much they might weigh.
Right. I actually worry about your back.
Oh, yes, thank you. And because
Don't worry about those things. Like I can't even.
Well, then there's the baby too.
The baby's growing beautiful. It's not. We had the scan. It's fine.
Yeah.
But your back.
I know.
Sore?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because my boobs are getting big because I'm getting fat, and my back's starting to get real sore.
Yeah, but I'm getting fat too, and even mum's doing the delicate. Maybe go for a walk. You try walking with these.
I reckon you need to go. Maybe get a bit of chiropractor work.
Maybe.
Just to maybe help you out.
I might need to spend the third trimester in bed.
I think you should just go rest.
No, good on you. Maybe the whole show could have a rest.
Now, we are tomorrow 100%. Officially the weigh-in. We are going to Rocky Balboa.
Absolutely.
There's going to be a weigh-in tomorrow on the show.
It's on.
Can you wear a boxing kit? We put like a big dressing gown on you and you come up and you weigh in and then you get that'd be amazing.
What have you done on Instagram, Byron?
Well, there's a post, and quickly go and look at it now because I reckon it's going to get taken down because it's adult content. The post we put at Fifi Fef Byron, I don't think will stay up for long. But underneath the post, I'm not going to say what it is, just go and look, you'll be surprised. You guess the weight of Fifi's mama jugs. You comment your guesses underneath the post, and we will take all these guesses. TS Hair Design says 1.8 kilos.
Each, or is that both?
Didn't specify. Chris Jarvis 83 says 6 kilos each.
Well, this is it. Now, we will announce the winner tomorrow morning at the weigh-in. You'll get full bragging rights. You'll get to own the fact that you guessed the weight.
They won't get taken down. If that gets taken down, we're going to have a bit of a go at Instagram.
It's pretty adult.
I've seen a lot of Instagram people have like their whole breasts out with just a little like a candy lollipop covering their nip. No. That's safe. If that gets taken down.
They're bouncing up and down and it's close. It's like really close up.
Now we've got Vicky from Mernda. Hi, Vicky.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. Vicky, have you ever weighed your boobs?
Yes. I did. It was hilarious. I lied on the floor on my stomach and I put each boob on a normal bathroom scale.
And what did they weigh?
1.4 each.
What cup size are you, Vic?
I'm a G.
Right.
Oh, yeah, mate.
1.4.
Fee passed that in about 2 weeks of pregnancy.
When I'm pregnant, I feel like they go to a vet. Like, it's ridiculous. I have to buy tops like 10 sizes too big to fit them in. My shoulders kill me, my back. So I completely understand where you're coming from, Fifi, and it sucks.
It does.
And after you give birth, if you want to go book in for a reduction, I'm happy to come with you. Oh. And hopefully we can get a discount for both of us.
We could do a reduction
you
together.
You can be breast buddies.
Hey, we'll call it that too. Thanks, Vicky.
We've put it up on our Instagram, Fifi and Byron, as Byron explained earlier. We have had that post up for 4 minutes. There is over 200 comments already, people
Jesus
guessing.
Oh gosh.
Your jugs have gone viral.
Courtney's in Croydon. Hi, Courtney.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good, Courtney. Have you got any tips for how we should weigh my boobs tomorrow?
So I might have done this at work a couple of months ago.
Really?
On the phone call now.
No, the Australia Post parcel, like, weight things. That you weigh, like, your parcels. So I did that and
she flopped them on the scale.
I just flopped them. Yeah.
imagine Postman Pat walking past.
How much did your boobs weigh?
One was 5.7 kilos, I think.
Wow.
And the other one was 6.1.
So they're different. Okay. Hey, I might change my guess. What cup are you?
I'm a G.
You're past that.
I know, I'm an I.
Oh, my God. I'm going to say 8 kilos each.
Do you know what's interesting, too, is that, Courtney, see, mine are different sizes, too.
Right.
So that could
wow.
Is it the left or the right that's...
The left is massive.
Right.
Laura in Menzies Creek. Hi, Laura.
Hi, everyone. How are you?
Good, Laura. Have you weighed your boobs and have you got any tips
for us?
Sure
have. Mm-hmm. Yep. So the art of it is stand on the scales and weigh yourself first. and then you have to get somebody else to lift your boobs and you'll see the weight on the scale drop to what your weight would be without them.
Wow. Who would How be lifting that? My boobs?
Byron.
Oh.
But aren't you still on the scales?
Yeah, but I think that relieves the weight.
Yeah.
I should have done that with my stomach when I was weighing in a Jenny Craig. Could have been heaps less.
Thank you, Laura.
Someone's guessed on Instagram 17 kilos.
For the boobs.
Yeah, someone said 17 kilos.
Sheesh. Carol, this finally in Boronia. Hi, Carol.
How are you doing?
Good, Carol. Carol, have you got any tips for how we should weigh the boobs and have you ever weighed yours?
I haven't weighed mine, but scientifically, because I do love all things boobs, you've got to get a bowl of water. Weigh the bowl of water and then lean over the bowl, put your boob in the bowl, then take your boob out and calculate the difference as to how much weight is now missing from the bowl because you've overflowed it.
So whatever water left the bowl is how much the boob weighs.
I can't believe this is a real thing.
It is a real thing. I'm a big fan of all things boobs.
Carol, have you ever weighed done that with yours?
No, only because I got quite busty at one point, a bit like you, Fifi, and I was too scared to find out.
Do you know, I know I love a fellow busty woman. I know I'm talking to a fellow busty woman when they talk about flopping their boobs out.
For sure.
If you can flop them, you've got massive mama jugs.
Over 450 guesses.
Unbelievable. Cheapers.
Well, look, tomorrow, 24 hours from now, we'll weigh them. Great. We'll find out who's got the most accurate guess, and can we just once more relive Leon's jingle for this whole segment?
What else?
Great
we,
way to go.
What can we weigh, Byron?
No, let's just stick to this.
They're just too big to be true. Can't take my eyes off your boobs. It's like you're pregnant with three. An A2 milk factory. We might be crossing a line, but Fifi said it was fine. They're just too big to be true. Only one thing left to do.
The Fox.
Well, Fev said today is the day. Well, yesterday is the day for a number of different things. One of the big things that's happening today, of course, I'll let you set up, Fifi Boss, because when we set it up, it just sounds a bit pervy and weird.
Okay, so we are officially... We are officially, after 8 a.m. today, weighing my boobs. They're mama jugs. They're massive pregnant orbs of milk. I don't know what's going on there. Okay. I've never been this. I feel like a cow.
Right.
I feel like two giant udders.
We're not going to get milked.
Well, I don't. Do you know what, Fev? I had Trixie's birthday party on the weekend and I could show you some photos. I don't even look like myself. Like, I just look like this big tank of boob.
Oh, wow.
No, they're and I can't hide them, but I can't hide them. Anyway, they're extraordinarily heavy, and I am struggling to, and it's not a cop-out. I know there will be people on their way to the gym.
Oh, right no,
now.
They're heavy.
They'll be going, just work out. Pregnancy's not an excuse to be lazy. No, I can barely walk around. The baby's heavy enough, then pop these massive mama jugs on top.
Jeez.
I'm sort of really incapacitated. So,
yesterday, Boxy, while I was sitting with the cast of the Monty, they're all guys, and they're like, oh, what are you doing on the show tomorrow? And I said, we're actually weighing Fifi's boobies. And everyone, what? And I had to show them our Instagram page, Fifi Fevan Byron, and of you shaking them. And they're like, whoa.
Okay.
It's amazing.
They are enormous.
Yeah, like, you've made that clear. Yeah,
they're
definitely...
an eye cup. And it's so funny because I've had a few friends go, but what does an eye cup mean? Okay, let's put it this way. My best friend's an A cup. She's an A. I'm a B, C, D, E, F, G. Oh, I usually
I reckon you've passed an I.
An E.
You've got underboob.
I know, it's ridiculous.
It's a double J.
What's after I, Boxy?
H-I-J.
So I reckon you're easier J cup for jugs.
Yeah. Now, we're not guessing Fief's cup size, but on our Instagram page, we are guessing the weight of the combined boobs. Now, how are we doing that later this morning?
Okay, what's happening? We've gone through many strategies about how to do this. Ali, one of our wonderful producers, our senior producer, in fact, and she does, I tell you what, when Leon's sick, gee, she could be a great EP one day.
Definitely.
When we flick Leon, she'll probably step right in.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to put a foot wrong. So Ali and I are going to sneak off to the ladies' toilets.
What? That's boring.
Well,
it's not that boring.
Because I need someone to help me undress.
Why don't you just do it in the studio?
Because I've got to get it. No, because do you know why, Fev? What we realised, we did a trial at the end of last week. I have to derobe because you can't.
That's what I mean.
I'm not popping my boob out in the studio. I think I might do it in the privacy of the ladies' toilets. But anyway, we're going to pop them on the scales. We'll weigh
that's
each flooding. One. And then, remember, bragging rights, we've got how many votes online?
Well, we're now to just under 2,000 comments on Fifi Fef Byron on that post.
There's an office sweep here, Fifi's Mama Jugs. Leon's leading that with 10.3 kilos all up.
That's enormous.
Leon,
wow.
That's a lot of boob.
All right, so we'll see. Keep those guesses coming through.
And it's the combined weight. So what we'll do is we'll weigh each one individually and the combined weight, whoever's closest. Now, Fev, how does this work? Because you understand gambling rules better than I do.
If you hit it, you win.
Hit it, but what if no one hits it?
Well, there's 2,000 guesses. I'm pretty sure someone's going
to
get it.
Okay, so we'll do that just after 8 o'clock this morning right here on The
Fox.
Do
you want me to come in and help?
101.9 The Fox.
They're just too big to be true. Can't take my eyes off your boobs. It's like you're pregnant with three, an A2 milk factory. We might be crossing a line, but Fifi said it was fine. They're just too big to be true. Only one thing left to do.
Yes, it is that time. But why? Why? And how?
Well, because it's fascinating, Byron.
It
I'm
is.
Prepared to say that the way that my mammaries have exploded with pregnancy is nothing like I've ever seen before. They're uncomfortable. There's nothing, I want to make this clear, there's nothing sexy about them. They're just big udders that I'm genuinely curious. I want to know how much they weigh.
Okay. And, did you have a little sneaky weigh-in at home? Did you try?
No, I've done nothing. No, because I thought, let's do this legitimately. Because I know that we've got, obviously, there's been office sweeps. We've been online taking bets to how big they are or
quite unbelievable.
What they weigh.
Over 2,000 comments have been left underneath the very graphic Instagram post at Fifi Fev Byron, where Fifa's literally just, what were you doing? What would you say you were doing there?
Well, I was just showing you the weight of them.
Show them how heavy they were. Righto, get them out. Let's weigh them.
What's about to happen?
Not in here, Fev.
What do you mean?
I am off to the... Well, to weigh them, what we realise is they have to come out. They have to be released from the bra. Now, I've got a bra that is a eye cup at the moment. It's got five hooks.
That's like a doona. like a pillowcase.
So I am going to go in with our female producer, Ali. We're about to go into the ladies' toilets and get the scales, and I'm because I have to strip. I have to take my clothes off for this. I can't do that in the studio. There's cameras.
Quite disappointed with that. Yeah.
I'll talk you through it. But here we go.
Yeah, so talk us through it.
After this, I will be on a roving mic down in the ladies' toilets, topless, weighing these boobs.
Wow.
Okay.
What's the toilet going into? Well, it's the women's one, I'd imagine. But
just be careful.
The other one.
Go on the other one. There's more room.
Okay, great. We will come back and find out how heavy...
Are you excited, Byron?
Well, it's just weird to say it now that she's left the room. I prefer when she does all the talking because
What do you reckon?
Well, I think it'd probably be around about the 9 kilo mark, but there's been a lot of guesses.
So awkward.
We will weigh them next on The Fox.
101.9 The Fox.
It is that time. Fev, we are crossing
Woo-hoo!
To the Fox FM women's bathrooms where Fiona Box. Fifi is with one of our producers, Ali.
Insta Live.
Please.
Insta Live.
This will not be Insta Live, but please, Fife, could you set up what is going on?
This
please.
Is really intimate. Ali and I are in a cubicle. We've got the scales in front of us on a stool. I'm about to ask Ali to unhook my bra because I need to get topless for this.
To weigh your boobs.
Yes. So, Ali, if you could just unhook.
Is that the first time you've done that, Ali?
Thank you.
Unhooked a bra? No.
No, someone else's bra. Okay. Oh, that was interesting. Interesting answer.
There's four clips there. How are you going? That's quite intense, isn't it? It's a heavy-duty bra.
How are you feeling, Boxy? What do you reckon?
I'm feeling good. Look, I reckon there's a couple in each. I reckon I've got a couple of kilos on each side.
Two each?
The left, I've got definitely got a bigger left. How are they looking, Ali?
Ali, whoa! Did that just hit the ground?
I mean, this is John.
Put it on the scales.
Okay, here we go. The left is going on right now. The left is... Oh, my God, Ali, you're looking at my boob. That's really awkward.
It's a bit intimate.
This is awkward.
Oh, no.
So your left boob is on?
Yes.
Is that your bigger or smaller
that's
one?
That's the big one. Oh, that's really...
It's quite heavy.
Oh, wow. I'll record it down.
I reckon that's five kilos.
Out comes the right now. The right's going on.
Careful.
Okay.
Careful.
Just making notes of this.
How big are they, Ali?
They're huge, man.
And look how veiny and red they are, too.
Oh, all right.
Sorry.
All right.
It's all the milk going through, guys.
Okay. Insta Live.
Okay. Oh, Ali, have you taken down the numbers?
Yes, I've got them.
Geez, that was quick. Are you laying on the ground?
No, I'm...
How are you positioned?
How are you positioned?
Okay, so I've got the scales are resting on a stool at my height, and I flopped my boobs on them.
Wow.
So Ali has written down that I can't see the piece of paper. Ali, you now know how much they weigh.
I do.
Wow.
I do.
Wow. Okay.
Well, Melbourne,
is it a wow?
Yeah.
So they're going to come back. They're coming back from the bathroom, and Fife will return to the studio to give us the results. We've had over 2,000 guesses on our Instagram at FifeFevByron, so people really want to know.
Ali and I have never been closer. This is really awkward.
Okay,
what are you going to do now?
Can I put my top back on?
Nah.
Yeah, please. Well, yeah, I would have thought so. Anyway,
Insta Live.
We'll come back with the results right here on The Fox. FifeFev and Byron.
101.9
The Fox.
The Fox.
First 12. It just happened. No, it wasn't on Insta Live as Fev requested, but it did just happen in the women's toilets.
Yes, I went down to the ladies' toilets in a cubicle with Ali, our wonderful producer. Who?
How do you feel?
Well, I feel exposed. I mean, Ali and I, our relationship's become more intimate in the last 5 minutes.
Yeah.
She got naked in front of her, topless, obviously, not fully naked. No need to get everything off.
That would be totally unnecessary.
Now, we did just weigh my boobs. Again, this is nothing sordid about this. I am a pregnant woman whose mammary glands have exploded to the point where they are so heavy I can barely walk.
Mm. Do you know the weight, Boxy?
I did just find out, yes.
Are you shocked, amazed? Oh, yeah.
Oh, it was
How
around where I thought it would be.
What, really?
Yeah.
You said a couple, so that's
well,
right.
And one was bigger. It is actually bigger than the other.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
That's amazing.
Bigger.
Put the young fella on that side then to start with.
Now,
let him suck away.
We obviously
that's what a baby does, Byron.
Okay, fair enough.
What do you say whoa for?
Can we find out the official result, Ali, who was
Can
in
we go
there...
each side each first?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and then we'll total it.
Combined weight of the two, and there was a thought that they may well, in fact, be lopsided.
Yes.
So we'll go the right first.
Okay, Ali, so what was the result? What did my right mama jug weigh?
So the right breast weighed 3.2 kilos.
Oh, and the left's bigger.
The lefty was bigger at 3.4.
Which was a combined weight of 6.6 kilos.
Wow. I thought I said
what
7.
What did you say?
My first guess was something like, I said maybe like 6, 7.
You did. You're around that.
I think everyone was around the right mark.
Now, we've got obviously on, I think, Shah, Leon and Ali are probably looking for one of our listeners who guessed it right. But I know we had an office sweep.
Yeah, there were the 2,000 guesses on FifeFev Byron, so we'll trawl through those. But yes, there was an inter-office sweep, and we in fact have a winner of our inter-office sweep. I would like to congratulate popular afternoon presenter here at the Fox.
What?
Keeks.
Keeks.
How's he part of it?
Keeks has taken a guess, obviously, and...
Keys, you've obviously really analysed them to get them that accurate.
That's really creepy.
Yeah, look, guys, on one hand, this is a big win. Like, my first reaction was I was really, really happy to win the office
really
suite.
Creepy.
But secondly, there's probably going to be a call from HR a little bit later on today. So, I don't know.
So, he's done it. 6.6
And if
kilos.
I was to pick anyone, Fee, in the whole office who would guess it, Keys would be my number one person.
Anyway, we'll find the winner on Instagram as well, Fifi, Fev, Byron. We'll have a good look. Liam, what have you got, mate?
6.6. We've had a few. Liz Griffiths guessed it, 6.6, and also Alan Birch.
What on Birchie?
Well, yeah.
6.6.
You know what we should do? Send them down to the protesters with a big steak, and just we'll pay for the steak and just eat it.
Okay, there we go. That's one approach we could take.
You know what I just had, Byron?
Yeah.
A grouse bacon roll.
Yum.
Oh, those vegan militants would be loving you right now.
Check in with those guys in the traffic shortly. But well done, and Fee, thank you to Ali, obviously, for being part of what was
a 6.6. No wonder I'm struggling to exercise.
Okay. So 6.6, do you times that, which is 36? Is that your bra size? Is that how it works?
No, it's not, but I see what you've done there. Yeah. No, I am about a 36 backstrap, though.
Okay, cool.
With a J cup.
Okay, good.
Do you realise, though, the baby weighs less than the boobs?
Mate, Toby weighs less than that.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
Now, we're pretty lucky in the studio right now because we have a spray tan, semi-nude Brendan Favola in front of us, Byron, who's looking the goods.
I wouldn't have used the word lucky.
He's freaked
out.
I wouldn't have used the word looking the goods either.
He's also wearing a bra I fitted. Now, it's an 18F. I'm worried that I'm actually nearly a J cup, so I'm worried the cups aren't big enough.
Oh,
but
no.
What we've done is because we weighed my mama jugs the other day.
Yes.
And again, all in a scientific experiment. This is like a David Attenborough documentary, watching what happens to a pregnant woman's boobs.
I feel like I'm on the Big Bang Theory.
As she continues into her pregnancy. Now, we have filled balloons with rice.
They are so big.
Well, they're so big,
That's you.
I know. I'm looking at them thinking.
What are they filled with?
No wonder I'm off to an osteo after the show.
I lifted one up. It honestly felt like a shot put.
Yeah, thank you.
Honestly. What's in those balloons?
I am some sort of hero for carrying those around. Now, they're rice. So they're rice-filled balloons. We're about to put them in Fev's bra. So Leon and Ali are going to pick them up.
How do I do this, guys? Just a little.
Ooh, he's delicately pushed the strap down his shoulder the bra strap.
They're not going to fit in there.
How are they going to even stay in that bra?
I mean, that's
going to put a lot of strain on.
I'm already jealous because they're perkier than mine. I mean, mine aren't that perky.
Wow, actually, you've got a great rack.
Hey, who's going to get fakies and chooses these? My God.
How does the weight feel? How are your shoulders?
So heavy. What the hell?
I know, isn't that intense? Now, you said, Fev, you will wear that for the rest of the week to empathise, to go through the. It's, and I see that as a wonderful gesture, which
can
I
appreciate.
Can you
stop wobbling them around, please,
Fev?
You do
it too.
I mean, I don't.
No, it's not a game. Yay! Oh, they did it together.
Yay! It's a boom off.
That's going to go up on Fifi Fev Byron on Instagram for sure.
Now, pop your T-shirt on. This is great. So we'll just touch base with Fev every now and then. See if he needs to see the osteo with me after the show.
Look at him as he's put the tight T-shirt on over the top. Looks like something from a Hooters restaurant, doesn't
he? Wow. I mean.
Excuse me, sir. What would you like to order?